The Africans require, want the franchise on the basis of one man, one vote. They want political independence.
My name is Brian Widlake, and in 1961, I conducted the very first television interview with Nelson Mandela, perhaps one of the most remarkable men of the last 100 years.
I went to see the man who organized this stairway, a 42-year-old African lawyer, Nelson Mandela, the most dynamic leader in South Africa today. The police were hunting for him at the time, but African nationalists had arranged for me to meet him at his hideout.
Everybody was after Mandela. He was the most wanted man in the whole of South Africa, or the whole of Africa, in fact. Say that we had to have the best security that we possibly could. We found a house which belonged to a South African don. He was a political don, and it had two things which were very important. It was fairly remote, and it also had two exits, because we were going to do this interview in the small hours of the night, and therefore we wanted to be able to get out fast should the security people get out of us. The actual meeting was very odd, because I was sitting there already with cameras, with the lights, everything switched on and ready to go. And I didn't realize until I looked back over my shoulder, and there he was. He had just walked silently into the room, almost like a cat burglar. He was a large man, 6'2", something of that nature, dressed in black leathers and also a black baseball cap, and posing, as far as the security people were concerned, as a taxi driver. He gave the impression that he really believed that he was capable of leading that great country back to freedom and the freedom of spirit. At that time, I didn't believe it. I looked at him doubtingly, because I sometimes wondered in the back of my mind, is Nelson Mandela almost too good to be true? Is there perhaps the seeds of terrorism somewhere lurking beneath his skin?
Do you see Africans being able to develop in this country without the European being pushed out?
We have made it very clear in our policy that South Africa is a country of many races. There is room for all the various races in this country.
I think the nationalist government had always thought that if the blacks got control of the country and every man would have a vote, that they would be absolutely brutal in revenge against the white man. When I talked to Mandela about this particular fear, he looked at me in astonishment, as if I didn't know that what he had said about the freedom that everybody in South Africa, black, white, yellow, or any colour under the sun, they would always be treated in exactly the same way if a black government was installed. He was quite definite about that, and he looked really very surprised, as much as to say, you haven't been listening and you don't really believe me, do you? He punched it home pretty hard.
You don't have to have education in order to know that you want certain fundamental rights, you have got aspirations, you have got claims. It has nothing to do with education whatsoever.
As far as I can remember now, he was arrested about 6 months after he gave that interview. In a way, I wasn't that surprised, because, you know, he used to move around South Africa freely, well-dressed. Everybody knew him. All the blacks knew him extremely well. Some of the other ANC leaders were there. Cathy Quadrada, he said to me, I had always warned Nelson that he was putting his head far too high over the parapet, but he never took any notice of that. Remarkable man, I think. He was gentle. He was patient. He was immensely clever, there was no doubt about it, and a superb negotiator. But above all, he was a great human being, and I think he will be remembered for that more than anything else.